Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Welcome back. It's 12:46 p.m. Central African Time. You are still tuned into the News Hour right here on Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jamaah. My name remains Alpha Sinkosi. Expropriation Bill. Check the insights with regards to the expropriation bill, especially after President Cyril Ramaphosa's affidavit saying that this is, in fact, unconstitutional. We speak to Herman Pretorius, who is the head of strategic communications at the Institute of Race Relations. Herman, thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alphys. It's great to be here with you.
Great indeed, Herman. I really appreciate your time to speak to us on this really, really interesting topic, I must say, as we look into this issue of the expropriation bill. Based on the president's affidavit, he's in the position that, the expropriation bill the president admits that the Expropriation Act is unconstitutional. Does this come as a surprise to you? What's your comment with regard to that?
So, if the president's admission holds up that the Section 19 specifically of the Expropriation Act needs to be revised for unconstitutionality because of its internal contradictions to Section 8 of the Act, both dealing with when an expropriated property is actually passed on to a new owner and when that can or can't happen. There are discrepancies between Section 8 and Section 19, which lead to the fact that the timeline, according to the Act itself, isn't quite clear. Now, if that is what the President is referring to, I think he is right. We've been warning him of this discrepancy since at least April 2024. On the 5th of April, the IRR wrote to President Ramaphosa, and we flagged various issues of the Act's unconstitutionality, then the bills, and this was indeed one of those issues. But it should be noted that a section of an Act can be declared unconstitutional, and then the rest of the Act can still sort of survive, as it were. So it's not necessarily that if one part is unconstitutional, the whole thing is unconstitutional, but it certainly is the case that this, from our analysis of the Act, is one of several unconstitutionalities in this Act, and it is a positive development that the President seems to be admitting that there are these discrepancies. But our worry is now that we can't tinker with small improvements. The Act, in a fundamental way, needs revision, not just one or two changes to make it in line with the Constitution.
Could it be perhaps maybe the President has missed a mark or a point here, but looking at this, what he argues, and this is the task of Parliament, the President perhaps maybe should have asked Parliament to correct the unconstitutionalities before he signed the bill into law on the 20th of December 2024.
Absolutely. If the President feels that there are or is convinced that there are unconstitutionalities in a law, and he proceeds to sign that law, it is a shocking miscarriage of presidential duty. It is an abrogation of his responsibility, because in our constitutional system, the president is not a member of parliament. The president sits outside of parliament to make sure that when parliament sends him or her a bill that has been passed through both chambers, that the president can apply their mind independently, objectively, and thoroughly, so that they can investigate whether parliament did its job properly. If the president is now saying that a section of this act is unconstitutional or is in conflict with another section of the act, one has to wonder, when did President Ramaphosa come to this realization? Because if he knew at the time that he signed it that these sections were incoherent and therefore unconstitutional, then one wonders why he signed the act in the first place. You're absolutely right. There was a moment for the president to fix the unconstitutionality of this act. That was before signing it. He should have sent it back to Parliament to revise and fix. He didn't do that. So for the president to now be in this position is quite extraordinary.
Where to now from here, Herman? What should we expect from this?
So I think the first thing that the public should expect is a raft of litigation on this law. It is a bad law. It is a dangerous law. It is an incoherent law. It is a law that also had procedural shortcomings in terms of how it was adopted through Parliament. So the IRR and many other people across society will have an interest in testing this law to the absolute limit to make sure it doesn't detonate under the South African economy, because what it does is it creates so much uncertainty about whether property in South Africa can be owned securely, and not just land, any property. This act, like the Constitution, Section 25, applies to all property, meaning my shoes, my cell phone, my pension, my shares, my savings, and my house, my business, whatever the case may be. So this unnecessary uncertainty introduced by this act has already had detrimental consequences economically. We are seeing that foreign direct investment into South Africa, which on the government's own figures or target should be 30% of GDP, is below 15% of GDP. So people aren't building factories, building industries here. Part of that is the uncertainty of the Expropriation Act. So the first thing people should expect is litigation to get to the bottom of this and to make sure that this act isn't implemented in its current form. After that, it is quite likely to go through several court cases, but also through several courts. So we're in for the long haul. We're in for a long fight. And it's unfortunate that the damage and the uncertainty is already having a negative impact.
Absolutely. Herman, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated indeed. Thank you so much.
A pleasure and a privilege. Thanks, Alphas.
It's a very big thank you there to our guest, is Herman Pretorius, who is the head of communication strategies at the Institute of Race Relations, talking about the issue of President Cyril Ramaphosa, saying that in his affidavit, saying that admitting that the Expropriation Act is unconstitutional, admitting under oath that sections 19, 2, and 3 and 4 of the new Expropriation Act are unconstitutional. This is the News Hour at John Marcus Saab, online radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. You and I will be back again tomorrow.
Marcus Sahaba, online radio, serving you wherever you are.